The Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us. If that does not put you in a good mood, I don't know what will. Thanks for joining us here this morning with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Saturday morning, whether you're listening to us on your favourite public radio this morning. Sorry about all the technical difficulties. I think we've worked pretty well around them, trust me. And on youtube.com/ for the Generic Live Show, by the way, I'm Dale Campbell. I should really keep saying that more and more. Today is a very, very special day, March 19th. Cairns heads to the polls. Actually, a lot of local governments are having their elections today, by the way. You got to get down to your polls and listen to the first hour of the program to find out where the podcast will be available for you to enjoy right away at chefwondermedia.net/GLS or geek-io.net/GLS. I might be able to put it up on somewhere else as well for it to be heard far and wide. It'll actually be repeating today later in the afternoon as well. If you did miss 2 hours of the program, it'll be rebroadcast later on this afternoon. It's kind of a reminder. Actually, the first hour might be a repeat for you to enjoy. Thanks for joining us here this morning. It's good. You know, breakfast radio is a different foray for me. I could get used to doing breakfast radio. But thank you so much for joining us. Me and Captain America are here to endure right through to 8 o'clock with you here in Cairns. A lovely day. It's actually come up to be quite a beautiful morning here this morning. So living in paradise here this morning. So it's good to be with you now. Good to be with you on a day where, you know, you're going to be out and about and you're going to go vote. Here is where you can vote, by the way. You can vote. I had it here somewhere. You can vote. I actually closed it, unfortunately. I did close it. Wow. Look at me go. You know, if you want to talk, Dale. So polling booths here today where you can vote for your next mayor and councillors. If you're in Division 1, by the way, you were should have received in the mail a little slip, a little card with a letter on it. Make sure you take that down to your polling place. If you've already voted in pre-polling that occurred at the Cairns Showgrounds on March 7 to March 11, or March 14 to 18, you don't have to go vote again. You should, your vote will be sealed away. That's for people who cannot vote today. For commitments, you know, if you don't vote today, you can vote. Well, if you haven't voted then, you definitely have to vote today because voting is compulsory for those who are enrolled in to vote. I'll be making my way down as soon as I get the podcast posted. So there you go. Well, and my groceries are getting delivered this afternoon. So there is that. If you're in Division 1, if your thing on your slip says Division 1, you can go to the Aluba State School. The RSS Hall in Babinda, the Edmonton PCYC, the Goodvale State School or Mirawini State School. Division 2, you've got Bentley St. Teresa's School, Edmonton PCYC or White Rock State School. Division 3, you've got St. Mary's Catholic College. You've got White Rock State School or Waree State High School. Division 4, you've got Cairns West State School. Our Lady Help of Christian School, our Balaclava State School. Division 5, you've got St. Monica's College, Cairns Base Hospital, Mother of Good Counsel School, Trinity Bay State High School, Balaclava State School, Parramatta State School. Division 6, you've got the Community Hall in Brinsmead, the Freshwater State School, Redledge State College, or the Community Centre in Stratford. Division 7, you've got the Community Hall in Brisbane, Cairns West State School, Edge Hill State School, Trinity Bay State High School, Whitfield State School. Division 8, you've got Caravonica State School, the Community Hall in Holloway's Beach, Smithfield State High School, or Yorkeys Knob State School. Division 9, you've got the Clifton Beach Community College, or the Trinity Beach State School as well. So that, excuse me, that is that. Now, your candidates, by the way, for mayor, Bob Manning and Jim Brooks. There are three, basically, not in all division, I was corrected last hour, not in all division. Divisions are there, connect Cairns candidates or Cairns Unity candidates. That is that. There are two political action groups, by the way. You can vote on those two, or you can vote independent. That's up to you, but it depends. Depends on your division. There is no independent mayoral candidate, by the way. So you have to vote for a group there. So let's have a listen to what some of the candidates are listening to. Now, I teased last hour that there's a candidate that is making a lot of noise. Now, that would be Jesse Martin. Now, he's a young guy, by the way. He is a young guy. He is driven. I will give him that. He's been introducing people to the system that probably wouldn't have been introduced to the system any other way. He has done stream videos. He's done a series of three of them, I believe. He's done three sets of videos that involve talking to young people. And young people are good voters to have in terms of that. And the demographic that he caters to, it's good to have in terms of young people. It's good to have them involved in voting. Particularly, it's making an interesting race between the young and the not-so-young demographic of that precinct. There are 9 precincts up for grabs today in the mayoral spot, of course. We've got the Queensland referendum, which I'll tell you more about after 7:20. But he's been making a lot of noise in terms of young people. Go check them out if you're so inclined. But here is what his final words in terms of trying to get you to go out to vote. Here is Jesse Martin, Division 2 candidate.
Hi guys, Council candidate Jesse Martin here. Just reminding you all that Saturday the 19th is D-Day for voting, so to get down and actually have a vote. You can get in earlier down at the pre-poll at the Cairns Showgrounds if you like, and avoid some of that rain we're supposed to be having later on in the week. But either way, come hell, high water, rain, hail, or shine, or Armageddon itself, get down, have a say, because this is your city and this is your time. Have a vote, guys. Thanks.
And actually, a lot of the Cairns Connect candidates are having their kind of a little time in the shine. They're being urged to do videos in terms of what they're going to be doing. Here is a Division 3 candidate, Michael McGarry, telling people his basically final words before the big vote today.
Hey, Michael McGarry, Division 3 candidate for Connect Cairns in the Cairns Regional Council local elections on this Saturday. Well, over the last 8 months, our team has been out there talking to the community about their priorities. We've had countless discussions and conversations to them about what's important for them. Well, this Saturday is where it all happens. This is where you get to elect your candidates for your areas. It's also your opportunity to elect a mayor for this city. Well, for Division 3, I've outlined my priorities for the suburbs of White Rock, Warree, Bayview Heights and Forest Gardens. And as a resident of Division 3, and also someone who works here, I'm very passionate about the area. My top three priorities are to enhance community safety, to have more council-promoted activities in our parks, and improve accessibility such as more bus services and footpaths. But I'm also very proud to be part of a team that has a wider view than just their division. We need a view for Cairns going into the 21st century. Our mayoral candidate, Jim Brooks, has outlined a number of policies such as job growth through the renewables, such as affordable transport solutions, such as targeting small businesses to boost our local economy. On March 19, we ask for your vote. We are ready to represent you, the people of Cairns, and we are ready to be the best council that this city has ever had. We hope to see you there at each of the booths, and I hope to see you at my booths, at St. Mary's at Bayview Heights, at Warree High School, and at White Rock State School. Either way, win, lose or draw, I've had a fantastic experience meeting loads of different people and loads of wonderful people that make up our city. On Saturday, this is our chance to get our city back on track. We need a mayor with the right vision and councillors that are going to take us forward. Hope to see you there. Vote 1, Connect Cairns.
That is Connect Cairns mayoral candidate number 3. Now, I know it comes across as I'm only taking one side here, but these guys have only made the videos, so I'm only playing audio that I have, by the way. So that's what I'm doing. There's no other candidates on the other side. I don't think so. I'll have another look in my case here, but I don't think there's any other candidates on the other side doing final pleas. So if people send me final pleas, I'm going to play them on the show. Here is Mark Malone for Division 7. Here is his final plea for votes.
Mark Malone, the Connect Cairns candidate for Division 7 at the upcoming local government elections on the 19th of March. Today I'd like to talk to you about small business and local jobs. Small business makes up 97% of the businesses in our local economy, and we need to support them so they can prosper and grow over the next few years. If elected the council for Division 7, I will immediately set up a database that I will work with of local tenders, suppliers and businesses that both reside in the division and operate businesses in this division. I will work with local business to give them a say at council and ensure that we can help them in any way we can so that they can grow and employ more people over the next 4 years. That's why I'm asking for your vote on the 19th of March to ensure that we have a council for the 21st century.
And that is mayoral candidate Mark Malone for Division 7. Now, here we go. Where we are up to. By the way, wanna play this video because it's important. Here, actually, before we go there, here is Division 9 candidate Sarah Faley. With her final plea. By the way, these guys put them up on Facebook. I'm not being biased. These guys actually took the time to make these videos, and let me know about them. Here is Sarah Fenley with her vote thing. Whatever you call it. Her plea for voting. I don't know. Final speech. Closing statement. There you go.
Sarah Fenley, and I'm your Connect Cairns candidate for Division 9 for the upcoming elections on the 19th of March, which are only 1 week away. And I'm going to be out door knocking this weekend and the coming week before the election, but unfortunately I'm not going to reach all of you. I might miss some of you when I'm door knocking, or I may not be able to get to all of the houses, but I really want to hear from you. So if I miss you or I haven't been able to get to you, please email me on sarah@connectcairns.com.au or give me a call 0419 126 926. because my commitment to you, if elected on the 19th of March, is to be a councillor that is very much accessible and available to its community. So all you need to do is give me a call or send me an email, and I'd love to hear from you and what's important. So vote one, Connect Cairns, on the 19th of March.
So that is Sarah Finley, Connect Cairns candidate there you go. I want to say for the record, this is not me editorializing. This is just what has happened. By the way, this new forum, by the way, when we come back, I want to talk about more about debates and why are people debating in the 21st century? I want to get a little bit editorialized here, but I don't want to go too bad. But I will also, after 7:30, I'm pushing it back now because I just had a thought that occurred to me that I'll say after the break. But I want to talk about debates. So there is that. I want to talk about debates, and I want to talk about the state referendum that is happening when you go to vote today, on the 19th of March. Thanks for joining us here this morning. It's Dale Campbell with you right through to 8 o'clock this morning. I'm from GLS, a generic live show for those of you who don't know. As we continue, we'll talk about candidate debates. Why are debates so important? And of course, we'll talk about this Legislative Assembly referendum, and is it important? And should we actually care? So we continue. It's 7:22.
You've only found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for joining us. No, I said the same thing twice in a row. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us here on a Saturday. I came in a bit of a ramp up there coming into the break. But no, you got to do what you have to do. So I had this thought as I was talking right before the break there about why candidates are having more debates. Like I mentioned briefly in the first hour, that candidates are having, there were three, count them on one hand, or two if you like, but three debates, the mayoral debates that of course happened at the Shangri-La, three of them. They debated important issues, of course, the local economy, jobs. I was actually asked to moderate one of the debates, and I politely refused, either because it conflicted with a class of mine at university, so I kindly declined on that one. But hopefully I'll get asked again next year. That'd be fun. So I kindly declined that one, and some other candidates have decided to start debating as well. Division 7 decided to hold their own debate. Now, I was looking at the rules. The public invitation to 7 candidate debate. Mark Malone, Max O'Holland, and Fiona Pedaroli. They had their debate on March 13th, so last Sunday. So they had questions and they debated, and I'm assuming it went well. So there's that. But it went. And was it a hall? And they debated, and I believe everything went well. I have to... Actually, I'll go to this. Yeah, when... It went to the debate. Oh, here we go. Here's a bit of that debate, by the way. That was actually, that was Flo Panaroni, independent candidate for Division 7. Can't help but notice that there's one empty chair there, by the way. I don't think Max O'Holland turned up to that debate, but Fiona was happy to be there. She was happy to be there as well. So, there you go. So, that was her from the debate. I reckon these debates are good. I like debating. Debating is fun, and it brings a lively conversation to things. It brings things to a different platform, by the way. I will say that. And this wasn't a major debate. It was full of town. This town hall was full, though. So there's that. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Saturday. It's good to be here on a Saturday. It's good to be doing a morning show. As we continue here this morning, we'll break down the referendum that you'll be voting on as well when you guys go to the polls today. It's 7:31.
This is The Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here this morning with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us. It's good to be here. I keep saying that. I know. I do keep saying that. But, you know, it is really, really good to be doing this. It feels so good. It feels so right. It feels so natural. I don't know what that was. Thank you so much for joining us. It is... I don't know why I keep saying the time when I come back, but, you know, I say it when I go, so you don't really need to, keep tabs on the time, though. Please. It's breakfast radio. I don't know what I'm doing. I actually don't. But before... I just realised I didn't hit there. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. As on election day, by the way, thanks so much for joining us. If you're listening to us on local public radio, or whether you're listening to us on through the Generic Live Show, it's good to be here. By the way, you know, I keep saying that, but it really is good to be here. Now, the state referendum that is happening today, while you go and vote for local mayoral candidates. or while they have a debate. In fact, yes, you will vote on an amendment to the Queensland Constitution that will provide a fixed 4-year terms for Legislative Assembly in Queensland. The ECQ, thank you, the ECQ, by the way, for sending out materials for today's show. Basically, I've got a rundown sheet for today's show, but you know, it wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for the fine folks at the Electoral Commission of Queensland. They lay out a case for both sides of the argument, whether it is yes or no. They kind of lay out a case for both sides of the coin here. So I want to kind of replicate that and kind of break down onto my sort of thing. I did this last hour, but I think it's important to emphasize again because... What am I going to do? No, because it's important to... Because it's a referendum. It is important. It's got so much significance to it. For 4-year terms, to a bill for an act to provide a fixed 4-year terms with the referendum. Simply, fewer elections means better government. I'm reading now. According to a number of people in the know, by the way, a good support for the case, a set date for a general election every 4 years takes politics out of elections being called. Fewer elections means Queensland save more money, as in the electoral cost costs $24 million to run each time. Easier for regional and North Queensland. Most other states and territories already have a fixed 4-year term. I did not know that, by the way. All but one, Tasmania, of the other Australian states and territories have introduced a 4-year fixed term through their lower house. Queensland's local councils have 4-year fixed terms as well. The LNP, the ALP, and the Independents support 4-year fixed terms, and there'll be no change to the current Legislative Assembly. It'll take into place at the next council election if approved. In terms of the no case, you've got less democracy and voter control, wrong for a state without an upper house, less responsive and more complacent governments and politicians, no guarantee on where there'll be below planning and policy, increased social cost to Queenslanders, and puts politicians' job security ahead of voters' rights. Now, I said this last hour, but I think this is a bit exuberant for a referendum. Me personally, I just think that I think it's a bit much. We have a crumbling economy, and I didn't say this last hour, but I wanted to say it, but I don't know if I can say it, but remember, we had monstrosities happen one after the other, after the other, after the other. After 3 years, we had the Anna Bligh 2012 sale of assets. We had the Campbell-Newman government just giving up, essentially. But I want to be fair though, and say, I think we're pretty much on track now. Depending on, it's only been a year though. By the way, I'm not talking down about people. I'm just saying, give it time. But I want to say this: it's a bit exuberant for a referendum. I kind of lay in the middle, which is kind of hard because this is a middle area topic. This is a topic you can land on the middle in, and it's not a good place to be when you get to the ballot box and go, yes or no. And I think a lot of people wouldn't understand the behind the scenes of stuff like politics, and people listening to this obviously will understand politics a little bit more than the regular voter. But I think it's kind of catch-22, if you know what I mean. But it's kind of like, let's see, we have you know, we already have a system that works. Why change it? That's a lot of Queenslanders' mentality as well. And people once bitten twice shy in terms of Queensland. We got bitten twice. Do we want to be bitten the third time? But That is a referendum you'll be voting on, as well as some menu options at your delicious local polling booth today. Go out and vote. It's illegal if you don't. I mean, realistically. And I want to get this PSA out there. Remember, when you go to vote today, remember to take your little card that you received in the mail from the Australian Electoral Commission as well. And that will get you a golden ticket in terms of voting as well. We have so much that we still have to cover, but I will say this, in terms of mayoral candidates, I promised earlier in the program, and my producer, well, Bob Manning audio. Bob Manning audio, I promised Bob Manning audio you will receive. Here is Bob Manning talking about... Where is it? I can't find it now. I'll play the top one here. I can't find the second one. Where did my second one go? Everyone's shrugging their shoulders. We'll play this top one, and you can enjoy it all 1 minute and 7 seconds of it. But here is Bob Manning, your mayor, and then we'll hear from Jim Brooks, by the way, who also has some things to say about being the mayoral candidate. Here we go. Here is Bob Manning, the mayoral candidate for Cairns.
Today, the people of Cairns go to the polls to elect a council for the next 4 years. This is the most important election in the history of our... The election is stark. It's between electing a council whose platform is about saying no to everything. No AQUIS, no channel dredging, no growth, no economy, no jobs. The alternative is a council which has restored our position as a top three council in Queensland. Low debt, low rates, a regeneration of investor confidence in the city, the construction industry is starting to gain momentum, the evidence is before your eyes, it's there to see, and tourism is again performing strongly and has restored its confidence. Keep Cairns moving and provide jobs and opportunity for our best and our brightest. This Saturday, vote for a Bob Manning-led Unity Council for a smart Cairns. This is your future.
That was mayoral candidate Bob Manning doing a final little plea there. Here is Bob Manning also. Here's where I found my second...
Lake Street upgrade. No.
Here is Bob Manning.
Lake Street.
Let me introduce you first. This is how this works. This is how this game works. I play the rules. I say what the rules are here. Here is Bob Manning. Getting Things Done is the name of this clip, and I have no idea what this is. So we'll play it, and we'll see you on the other side.
This Saturday, the people of Cairns go to the polls to elect a council.
That is the same clip. Here we go.
Lake Street upgrade? Done. Lake Street extension to Airport Avenue? Done. Machin's Beach rock wall? Done. The foreshores at Palm Cove and Trinity Beach? Done. The Moody Creek detention basin? Done. The new conservatory at the Botanical Gardens? Done. The Chinese Friendship Garden? Done. The Edmonton Leisure Centre? Done. The Walker Road Sports Precinct? Done. The Endeavour Park Sports Precinct, done. The new netball courts, done. Ormler Street, done. The Tobruk Pool, done. And now we're getting on with the Cairns Performing Arts Centre, and work will commence on that very shortly. When our team says it will do something, it gets it done, and it keeps your rates low.
Again, I want to say for the record that I did not add any music in that one. For the record. Now, there is Bob Manning telling you to go vote. Here is Jim Brooks, by the way, the other side. Providing you with providing with you his latest support me video. Here is Connect Cares mayoral candidate Jim Brooks.
Hello, I'm Jim Brooks, the mayoral candidate for Connect Cairns. Connect Cairns wants to support local contractors. We want to do that because local contractors spend their money in this town, and they also support our sporting clubs and our charities. We want the work that occurs in this town to be of a benefit for this town. So we plan to support local contractors in a number of ways. First, we'll be giving them a 10 to 15% weighting on their tendering with council to actively preference local businesses. We're also going to cut down the red tape that's involved with procurement. Contractors are telling us that they're sick and tired of working all night to provide information that council asks for, like the registration or the insurance on their vehicles, or the lists of the subbies they might be using 6 or so months out from here. So we want to streamline that process so that the contractors are spending more time doing their work rather than preparing tender documents.
That was mayoral candidate... Oh, yeah, here we go. That was mayoral candidate Jim Brooks there with the final plea, which is really weird. But there you go. That was a weird final vote. Final vote, let's go video there. But anyway, as we continue here on GLS, thank you so much for joining us. We'll do a final roundup. We'll round up the show because we're nearly out of here. So, yeah. It's 7:49. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here this morning with Dale Campbell. It's so wonderful to be able to come in here and do my little thing, you know, do my thing. You know what it's like. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for Public Radio allowing me to come on here and to take over. 2 hours. I wouldn't say it's a takeover. They've allowed me to talk about whatever for the last 2 hours about the council elections. And I thank Public Radio for allowing me to be on here. So thank you for outlets for accepting this broadcast and for the Generic Live Show crew. You'll get this broadcast, don't you think you'd get off scot-free? You'll be able to enjoy this broadcast in its entirety somewhere in the future. In saying that, we will do a quick little roundup here today before we get on out of here and pull you back to your regular broadcast and enjoyment for your morning. And by the way, this will be repeated later on this afternoon for a little kind of, by the way, at least the first hour will be repeated. I don't know about the second hour. The second hour is garbage. No, I'm just kidding. It's all good. Yeah, you can podcast it, by the way. You can podcast this show if you want to at chefwondermedia.net/GLS, geek-io.net/GLS, We're home there, by the way. That's where the podcast will be posted. Or you can just, you know, you can listen to us live at youtube.com/genericliveshow every single Wednesday from 10 till midday. We'll probably be posting a little results show to go alongside this one. It won't be a full 2-hour broadcast on the results, but it will break down the results and it'll break down a little bit of analysis. That'll be about half an hour, I would say. I don't know when that'll be. That'll be probably before Wednesday night's show. We'll be back this week, by the way. We've had a couple of weeks off from shows because news has been light lately. Hey, it hasn't. There's really not been. And I really want to avoid the sweet media death, by the way. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, clearly you have not lived. So I want to break that. So hopefully we'll have enough content for a 2-hour show this week. But there's still some good quality stuff to be had up there. Plus, we're doing this show this week, so there is that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Now, we want to remind you of your menu options, by the way. We've told you twice about where you can go and vote, but we want to remind you of your menu options that you have to choose from today. The 2016 mayoral candidates, the council candidates, by the way, you have three main runners in terms of this election. You've got two political action groups, and you've got an independent candidate running. Bob Manning is running for Cairns Unity Team, and Jim Brooks is Connect Cairns. They're your two mayoral candidates. You've got nine divisions up for grabs today. You've got, in Division 1, you've got Matt Morrell for Cairns Unity, Sarah Carlton, independent, and Harry Tenney is independent. Division 2, you've got John Schilling and Jesse Martin. John is for Connect. Schilling is for Cairns Unity, and Martin is for Connect Cairns. That is a race I'm really looking forward to seeing the results of. Division 3, you've got Michael McGarry for Connect Cairns. Andrew McLean is independent, and Kathy Zillinger is independent. Division 4, you've got Scott Colran is Connect Cairns, and Terry James is Cairns Unity. Division 5, you've got Steve Edwards, Connect Cairns. Richie Bates is Cairns Unity, and Raj Patel is independent. Division 6, you've got Gavin Vincent and Linda Cooper, both independent. Division 7, you've got Mark Malone for Connect Cairns, Max O'Holland for Cairns Unity, and Flora Penadori, hope I'm saying that, is independent. Division 8, you've got Ellen Webber for Connect Cairns and Jesse Richardson for Cairns Unity. Division 9, you've got Bronwyn Thomas, independent, Greg Fennell for Cairns Unity, Sarah Fenley is Connect Cairns, and Brett Olds is independent. Other things of note, Mareeba Shire Council is having their mayoral race today. Tom Gilmore is running uncontested, and your mayoral candidates, you have 10 menu options there. Tableland's Regional Council, you've got 4 mayoral candidates running in that race, and you've got 6 candidates running for that as well. Castlereagh Coast, you also have an election today. You have 4 mayoral candidates to choose from, and you've got 6 divisions. Douglas Shire Council, you've got 2 mayoral candidates, and you've got 11 menu options to choose from as well. But I do have to get on out of here. I do have to hand the broadcasting keys back. So I've got to put my keys in the bowl. I think that's how it works. I don't know how it works. I've got my instruction manual to hand the broadcast back over. But thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been a pleasure. As per always, I should really stop saying the same things over and over and over again. Hope get out there. Vote. Vote, vote, vote. There's still 1 minute before the polls open, but that 1 minute, you can probably get down to your local pollster in that time. But thanks so much for joining us. It's 7:59.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek Addict Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.